listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Of all the things Jesus endured in his crucifixion, this must have seemed like the smallest of his agonies. Yet even this relatively small thing tells us something about the life and death of Jesus the Messiah. Listen to the account from Mark chapter 15, verses 34 and 35. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood by when they heard that said, "Look, he's calling for Elijah." When Jesus was crucified, he cried out in agony to his Father, quoting lines from Psalm 22. Those who heard him misunderstood his words and thought he called for Elijah the prophet. In the Gospel of Matthew, the bystanders seem to make a bit of a game out of it, and they hoped that Elijah might appear. Perhaps the greatest horror Jesus faced in his crucifixion was when he stood in the place of sinful, guilty humanity. Compared to that, having one's words misunderstood seems like nothing. Also, how can a misunderstanding compare to the physical torture Jesus endured? Nevertheless, Jesus' suffering on the cross was not complete without also suffering the indignity of being misunderstood. "Let us see if Elijah will come," the spectators said. The desire to be entertained is deep within the spectator. And apparently, the agony of a crucified man wasn't entertaining enough for them. If only Elijah came from heaven. Now that would be a show. Sadly, Jesus was misunderstood and mocked until the bitter end. Spectators at the cross, with just enough knowledge of the Bible to get it really wrong, speculated wildly, thinking that Elijah may come and rescue Jesus. How was it that they misunderstood him? As Jesus hung on the cross, his listeners misunderstood him by taking the part as if it was the whole. Jesus said, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." And not only did they get it wrong what they heard, Jesus said, "Eloi," not Elijah, but they also seemed to hear one word of what Jesus said. This will not do for the true follower of Jesus. We hear not only one word from Jesus, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. One of the first things we know about Jesus was that he was misunderstood. When Joseph and Mary left him behind at Jerusalem, they didn't understand that he had to be about his Father's business. Now, at the end of his earthly ministry, he was also misunderstood on the cross. Jesus knew what it was to have his motives misunderstood. He healed people, and others said he did it by the devil. He reached out to sinners, and people called him a drunkard. If you are a follower of Jesus, expect to sometimes have your motives misunderstood. Jesus knew what it was to have his words misunderstood. He said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up again," no doubt motioning towards his own body as he said those words. Clearly, he meant his own body, not the material temple. Still, people insisted that Jesus spoke of the literal temple in Jerusalem. Another time, Jesus knew Lazarus was dead, and he told others that Lazarus was sleeping. They misunderstood Jesus and thought that he meant Lazarus was getting much-needed rest. If you are a follower of Jesus, expect to sometimes have your words misunderstood. Jesus knew what it was to have his silence misunderstood. When he first appeared before Pilate, Pilate sent him off to Herod. When Herod questioned Jesus, the Savior didn't say a word. Herod misunderstood the silence of Jesus and saw it as weakness and powerlessness. Herod was blind to the power and dignity in the silence of Jesus. If you are a follower of Jesus, expect to sometimes have your silence misunderstood. In all the ways that we are misunderstood, we have an abiding refuge in God. Prophetically, the psalm that Jesus quoted from the cross, Psalm 22, verse 24, tells us that this was in the heart of Jesus as a prayer to God the Father, even as he suffered. That verse says, "For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him, but when he cried to him, he heard." Most of those standing by Jesus at his crucifixion misunderstood him, but his God and Father understood the Son perfectly and answered his cry from the cross. If we, as followers of Jesus, will sometimes be misunderstood as Jesus was, we also have the same hope and assurance seen in Psalm 22. Others may hear us and misunderstand us, but when God hears, he understands and helps. You can understand that he will never misunderstand you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.